And you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and each Monday we partner with the Civ City Initiative to explore the civic engagement opportunities available to you in the week ahead and to discuss some of the issues important to the public discourse and how we live where we live. My partner for Civic Matters is the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Welcome back, Mary Morgan.
Good morning, David.
Well, as we look ahead, we first have to take a little bit of a look back. Last Tuesday, there were four primary races for Ann Arbor City Council. Of the five wards in the city, only the second was without a race for the August election. The only incumbent to lose last Tuesday was Jason Frenzel. Ann Bannister won that first ward race. Was that a surprise to you?
It was a bit of a surprise. I think Jason had a very strong base, but obviously Ann did too. And she will not be challenged in November, so looking ahead, it looks like she will, barring some weird circumstance, be elected again in November.
And where does she align with the current split or division among city council?
You know, I think she has support from Jack Eaton, Sumi Kalasapathy, and Jane Lum.
Who tend to be the minority when it comes to many votes on public matters.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. So until she actually starts voting on things, I hate to make assumptions. But in her campaign, she did come out hoping to kind of slow down growth and development. So I don't think she is as strong of pro-growth as Jason was. The other interesting thing in that race is that turnout was the lowest in all of the wards. It was only about 10%.
Now, we discussed that. I kept saying it was going to be between, 12 and 13%. It was right in that range.
You, my friend, are a genius.
No, I just know who to call and find out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I live in Ward 5, which, as you may know, is the mightiest of all wards, and we had 17% turnout, so it really did vary from ward to ward in terms of how many people came out to vote.
Well, one would assume that come November, turnout will be somewhat larger, even though it is a midterm election. As we look to those November general elections, while you mentioned the second ward is not going to have a challenger, there will be some independent challenges to Democrats on the ballot. How is that shaping up so far?
Well, just to clarify, I might have misspoke. It's Ward 1 that doesn't have a challenger.
That's what I meant.
And Ward 3, Zach Ackerman defeated Stephen Kunzelman, and he's not facing anyone. But there are three races where there will be people who are registered independents on the ballot. So in Ward 2, the Democrat, Jared Hoffert, will face Jane Lum, who is, of course, the incumbent. She's running as an independent. In Ward 4, Jack Eaton is going to face Diane Gianola, who is running this year as an independent, but you may remember in 2016, she ran for city council Ward 4 as a Democrat in the Democratic primary and lost. So that's kind of an interesting twist. And then in Ward 5, Chip Smith, the Democrat, is going to be challenged by independent Ali Ramwali, who's the owner of Jerusalem Gardens.
We will have plenty more occasion to talk about those races more specifically as we move towards the November general election. But there's been discussion in recent years that maybe Ann Arbor should move away from these party-aligned races and into a system of nonpartisan elections. With more and more independents filing after the primaries, is that something that might speak well of the idea?
I hope so. I think if you have more independents running, it kind of becomes a de facto nonpartisan race. There's still a tendency for people in this town, if they don't know the candidates, they're just sort of knee-jerk, will vote Democrat, which favors people who in the Democratic Party who have won their nomination in August. So I support nonpartisan races. You know, as you know, there's only three cities in Michigan that have partisan races, and Ann Arbor is one of them. Ypsilanti is another. So I don't know. There's no formal effort so far, but I keep hearing talk about moving to nonpartisan, and I certainly would support that.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. We've been reviewing the Ann Arbor City Council primary elections with the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative, Mary Morgan. Now, in addition, Mary, to the Ann Arbor candidate races, there were ballot issues decided in Ypsilanti, Linden, and Northfield Townships, and in the Dexter Community Schools. All of those tax issues won voter approval. Now, Washtenaw County has developed a mapping site that can give you a visual representation of how people voted. What was your takeaway from looking that over?
It's fun to see the visual representation, and for you data freaks out there, it's got a ton of data that you can slice and dice in different ways. and pretty colors.
That always helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, that always helps. One of the things that I love about the one of the out county elections, Linden Township, we talked about this before, the broadband issue, 43% turnout. So that is just remarkable. It's a small community, but still, holy cow, that's something for the rest of us to aspire to.
I would tell you the web address here on the air, but it is rather long to see that map. So what I'm going to do is create a link when we put the post up on the website at WEMU.org. And Mary, there is a map of a different kind that is not only interesting, but potentially very important. It covers crime in our neighborhoods. Do you look at that regularly and see what's happening around your house?
I do. The city of Ann Arbor uses something called crimemapping.com. You can actually put in your zip code and it pops up with all the information about incidents that have been reported in your neighborhood or the area. You can kind of manipulate it in different ways. And it pulls every 24 hours data from the Ann Arbor Police Department. So it's very up-to-date and very interactive, and you can see, you can get all sorts of reports, and it's really a useful tool. You can also sign up to get alerts.
In the period of time that you've been going and looking at that map, what have you learned about your neighborhood that maybe you didn't know before?
You know, I've learned that, I guess I didn't, I already knew this, but we live in a really safe community. There are clusters, especially downtown and on the campus, in the campus neighborhoods. But overall, Ann Arbor has a remarkably low crime rate.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters. It's a Monday feature on 89.1 WEMU, in which we partner with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative to highlight items important to the public discourse and with opportunity for you to engage in the conversations, events, and activities that can help shape the course of the way we live in Washtenaw County. Mary, the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority Board is going to meet later this week, and among the topics of discussion, a potential ballot issue, but it's a little bit down the line, right?
Well, 2018 is going to come up really fast, but yes, it is down the line. If you remember, in 2014, voters in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township passed a millage to support public transit, expanded services in those communities.
And that was a five-year millage.
It was a five-year millage, so it runs through 2019. But the staff of the ride is recommending that there be a ballot issue in August of 2018, so about a year from now, to renew that millage. And it does support extra services. I think they'll, you know, there's going to be more discussion on the board because the board has to vote to approve it, whether they approve the same amount, which is 0.7 mils, or try to go higher or lower is something that they'll have to decide. But that'll be interesting, and especially in the context of the Southeast Regional Transit Authority, if you recall, that is that multi-county effort. They are very likely to also seek another try at the millage for that system. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's also on the 2018 ballot or if they'll wait until 2020.
Well, this is obviously going to be something for the public to decide. But based on performance, in your opinion, has the public's money collected through the current voter-approved levy for the AAATA been put to good use?
Speaking as an individual who uses our bus system, I have found the expanded services to be really valuable, and it has encouraged me to ride the bus more. I haven't looked in detail at their numbers to see if their ridership is up, and I think that's really going to be the test. If they haven't increased ridership, I think the question for voters is going to be, you know, we're paying for expanded services, but are more people actually using those services? Is it worth it? So we'll be looking at that.
And finally, are you a fan of the social media selfie, Mary?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of the selfie for
I'm
myself,
not either.
But I love seeing other people's selfies.
I do, too. I do, too. We're similar on that. Well, tomorrow, Tuesday, August 15th, is City Hall Selfie Day. What's that all about?
Well, there's a group called Engaging Local Government Leaders. It's a national group, and they started this thing a couple of years ago. And it's basically just a way to highlight city halls across the country, and they encourage people to go to your city hall, take a selfie, and then post it on social media with the hashtag City Hall Selfie. It's kind of a goofy thing, but I did it last year with some folks from the University of Michigan Ginsburg Center. We had a good time. And I think it just kind of reminds people, like, yep, there we, you know, we pay taxes. We have, you know, this government that's chugging away. Let's take a look and see what they're doing.
Well, we'll see how many turn out. Thank you again for your time today, Mary, and we'll do it again next week.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.